It's time again for the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Jesse Harding, and with me is Dr. Cody Creech. He is UNL Extension Dryland Cropping System Extension Educator out of the Panhandle Research and Extension Center located in Scotts Bluff. We've had some issues with the wheat streak mosaic virus. Cody, why don't you tell us a little bit about what we saw this year?
Well, this was kind of a year where we had all the stars aligned with the wheat streak. We always have the wheat streak out there in the field, and it usually doesn't create such a problem. A few issues we had was we did have some volunteer wheat out there. Part of that's because growers are getting really tight financially, and so it can become difficult for them to go out there and put the money out to control the volunteer wheat and other grass species out there in a timely manner. The second issue we had was just the overall extended fall, and that extended fall allowed the mites plenty of opportunity to reproduce and for the virus to replicate and spread to the wheat crop. I was out looking at wheat in November, and we still had mites active in the middle of November out here, which is definitely not usual for the wheat-growing regions in Nebraska.
When it comes to the research that you're working on, what are some of those things that you are doing that can potentially help producers?
Well, one thing we talk about is making sure that we control that volunteer wheat at least a few weeks before we get out there to plant the wheat so we can break that green bridge. We have some planting date studies going on where we are planting early, on time, and late with our wheat crop. One example up in the Hemingford area, we planted some wheat fairly early up there, and that wheat we're in the process of harvesting that right now, and we had about a 40% yield reduction in the early planted wheat compared to the later planted wheat. And going into the winter, that early planted wheat looked really good, but it just did not yield as well because it was so severely infested with the wheat streak come springtime.
As harvest is wrapping up, producers are going to start thinking about the next growing season. What are some things producers can be doing now to get ready for that, and they should keep in mind for management decisions for the upcoming crop?
Well, one of the things that we want to emphasize this year is that using a good wheat seed and seeding at the appropriate rates and at the appropriate timing can make a big difference. This work that we're doing is showing that making sure that we get out and seed our wheat at the recommended time based on our elevation and our location is important. We're trying to verify those planting dates right now, but for the most part, they are still very accurate. And to making sure that we get a good enough stand out there, we want to see at least 16 to 18 seeds per foot of row. If we can get a good stand of wheat, that helps us with our weed control because that weed will suppress the weeds. Above all, let's make sure that we get our volunteer wheat sprayed out. We control those weeds before we get out there to plant our wheat this coming year.
How important is it to take care of volunteer wheat, even in these tough financial times?
You know, when we talk about the repercussions of the volunteer, we already mentioned that if we don't control it, we'll have problems with the wheat streak. We haven't talked about how having the weeds and the volunteer wheat out there, those weeds and things are using that soil moisture, they're using the nutrients, things that we want to keep for our crop. And so there's been a lot of work that has been done that has shown that by controlling those weeds early on and conserving that soil moisture for our crop really does pay off as far as increased bushels per acre. And so although, it might be hard to say I need to go out and spray and it's going to cost me money, more often than not, that's going to save us in the long run. And you'll end up with a better yield and better return on that money in the long run.
We've been talking with Dr. Cody Creech. He's UNL Extension Professor in Dryland Cropping Systems, located out of the Panhandle Research and Extension Center in Scotts Bluff. We've been discussing Wheat Streak Mosaic. I'm Jesse Harding, and this has been the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board.